Some of the fiercest debates in this year's presidential campaign have been fueled not by the candidates, but by independent tax-exempt groups known as 527 committees. Congress forced 527s to start disclosing their sources of funding 4 years ago, but there are other tax-exempt organizations that handle millions of dollars in backdoor political money. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Nobody knows how many political dollars flow through the advocacy groups known as 501c4s because the legal definitions are vague and disclosure standards are weak. Section 501c4 of the tax code applies to social welfare organizations, a category that actually includes many of the advocacy groups in Washington. It's a thin line between advocating for an issue and advocating for the candidates who support it, a line so thin even lawyers have a hard time seeing it. One example: 2 years ago this month, Art Linkletter suddenly popped up on TV in targeted congressional districts. He was speaking for the United Seniors Association, promoting Republican candidates who supported the president's Medicare legislation.
Your member of Congress has been fighting for real prescription drug coverage.
United Seniors never had to disclose the financing for those ads. It later told the IRS it got 80% of its money that year from one source. News reports cited Pharma, the lobby arm of the prescription drug industry, as providing an unlimited educational grant, quite possibly the money that paid for the ads. Is it legal for these tax-exempt groups to play in campaign season politics? The answer is yes, just as long as it's not their primary purpose in life. But now the liberal group Public Citizen has tried to determine how well the laws governing these groups are enforced. Taylor Lincoln was lead researcher on the project.
We found that the vast majority, something like all but four of the groups that we looked at, have reported zero expenditures to the IRS to influence the outcomes of elections.
Public Citizen estimates that the top 30 501c4s spent more than $91 million on the 2000 and 2002 campaigns. That includes TV spending, which is publicly disclosed under other laws, but there's no law requiring disclosure of direct mail, telephone calls, and other ground war expenses. Public Citizen says that some of the most active 501c4s are just front groups for corporate interests. Again, researcher Taylor Lincoln.
They rely on the ability to withhold the names of their donors. Because if you're Americans for X, and it turns out Americans is a couple of oil companies, you're going to lose credibility really quickly.
So much of the 501c4 activity is a mystery because the IRS considers its mission to be tax collecting, not public disclosure. With a push from Congress in 2000, the agency now puts 527 donors' names on its website. But contributors to 501c4s remain anonymous, except in rare cases where a group's donor list leaks out. And there are only two known recent cases of the IRS investigating a C4 group's political activities. Attorney Lawrence Gold represents nonprofit groups, including the AFL-CIO, on political finance issues.
The IRS cases almost never end up in court. They're resolved by settlements and the like, and the only way to really understand what the IRS considers to be political activity is really to read a lot of rulings that they give to particular questioners, taxpayers that ask questions. Those are put on the public record.
The big 501c4s have been overwhelmingly pro-Republican and pro-business, according to Public Citizen. In effect, they counteract the millions of Democratic and liberal dollars in 527 organizations. Take the 2002 election in Colorado's 7th Congressional District. It was the closest House race in the country. The winner was Republican Bob Beaupre. Three groups, the Seniors Coalition, 60 Plus Association, and America 21, all spent heavily on direct mail to help Beaupre. Yet later, they told the IRS they didn't make any political expenditures that year. They also each reported between 47% and 98% of 2002 revenues as coming from a single source. News reports at the time said that Pharma gave them unlimited educational grants. Pharma's member companies later benefited from the Medicare drug bill when Beaupre and other Republicans passed it. Pharma and the three recipient groups were all contacted at least twice for this story. They all either declined to comment or didn't respond. And what was the tip-off that the groups were working together? In their direct mail pieces, they all misspelled Beaupre's name exactly the same way. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.